All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Wednesday, April 6th, and oh boy, there's a lot to talk about. Stocks close lower, and it's again the Fed, but this time it's not Powell, it's Brainard, so we got to talk about this. We have to talk about the 10-year yield, also talk about Elon Musk's Twitter saga here, and Spirit Airlines, lots of news there. Plus, we'll show you how we trade these crazy markets, because, yeah, they are crazy. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we condense it, take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. All right, Mark, here we go. Boy, quite a day yesterday.
It really was, Marcus. I mean, on Monday, the S&P had a nice day. And then yesterday, we opened a little bit lower. And we did, you know, pop above Monday's close, but then pulling back and just a wild session, finishing down near session lows.
Yeah, well, I want to bring up the 5-minute chart because of the Nasdaq. And as I said, we closed we opened a little bit lower here, and then wow, just a half an hour into the session, this huge slide, and ever since it was going downhill. So
Nasdaq leading the way with losses, down 2.3% yesterday.
Yeah,
and this all had to do with the Fed.
So whose fault was it yesterday? What did the Fed do again?
Lael Brainard. Now she's been nominated as the vice chair of the FOMC, and she made some comments. Typically, she's viewed as a more dovish Fed member, where, you know, accommodating policy. But she said that the Fed needs to shrink its balance sheet rapidly to drive down inflation, saying inflation is too high and is subject to upside risks, noting that the Fed needed a steady pace of rate hikes as well.
This is where it gets interesting, because when you hear it from a Fed member who usually is in favor of loose money policies, right? And if somebody who is in favor of loose money policies said, we really need to tighten, this is like ding, 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 sounding the alarm bell here of, okay, it is worse than they expected. And that's, of course, what the markets are reacting to right now.
Exactly. And so you have the Fed rate hike being one way to combat inflation, but then also with the COVID situation and the balance sheet, there was a lot of money injected into the economy. So tightening that is also going to help inflation. But there you also have the risk of tightening too quickly, and that could cause have repercussions in the overall economy.
Yeah. So now the probabilities of a rate hike of 0.5% at the next meeting on May 4th, 76%. But I find this interesting that it is still only 76%. I mean, it almost seems certain that they will increase rates by half a percentage point. But right now, market participants still factoring in that there is a 23% chance that they only do a quarter point. Don't you think that this is interesting? I mean, Powell already said, yeah, half a percentage point is on the table. Then another Fed member said, yeah, it's probably half a percentage point. Then with the comments yesterday, I mean, I would have thought that this is at 90%.
Yeah, my bet would be on a half point increase. I think that at this point, that's pretty much expected. But you're right, there's still a probability-wise, it's not near 100% yet.
Yeah, and if we compare it, I mean, even compared to a week ago, it was already 67%. So the comments yesterday didn't really do much to make this dramatically jump. It just reiterating what the Fed was doing. And we also have to keep in mind, this will be on May 4th. Today is April 6th. So we are almost a month away, and a lot can happen. We still have a lot of inflation data that is coming out, CPI, PPI, all of these are being reported. But let's talk about it, because this week there's not a whole lot going on the economic calendar.
No, it's a slower week, but we do have the Fed meeting minutes being released this afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So that's something that traders are definitely going to pay attention to. We'll see if Brainard's comments is kind of a segue into that, where now with the minutes being released, it's much ado about nothing. But I mean, who knows? Who knows? Last month, the central bank raised rates for the first time, and they indicated six more hikes coming this year. So we'll see what the minutes say.
Yeah, and I mean, this week is a busy week for Fed members. I mean, yesterday we had Brainard speaking, of course. We also had Fed member Williams speaking. I don't think that he moved the market. It was definitely the vice president here, Brainard. Then we have tomorrow Bullard speaking, and he's the more hawkish guy, right? He's the one who always said, okay, we got to raise more aggressively and tighten the balance sheet here. So we'll see what he has to see. Then Williams is speaking again. But yeah, the big one today, the Fed meeting minutes at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see what is happening there. Well, I mean, just overall, it's super interesting because the 10-year yield, look at this morning jumping above 2.6%.
And this is what really, I think, you know, got stocks falling yesterday, right? The reaction, not only in the stock market, but really the 10-year yield, where investors pushed it up to the highest level we've seen since May 2019. And this morning, it's continuing.
Yeah. And this is where we also see that right now, mortgage rates are actually increasing. They're now above 5% again. And I mean, just a few months ago, you could refinance or get a mortgage for 3%. So, I mean, that's also very, very interesting that the market here is reacting way quicker than the Fed is raising rates, right? I mean, the Fed only raised rates by, what, 0.25%? And we see here, if we just go back to the 10-year yield, how much that has changed already. And I mean, the mortgage rate increasing by 2%, even though the Fed just did it. And this is just because market participants are already anticipating all these moves.
Yeah, and it's already having an impact on loans, whether it be new home loans or refinancing. Refinancing is down. I believe I saw that it was a year ago where an average 30-year fixed rate loan was 3.35%. So 1.5%, more than 1.5%, that's a big deal when you're talking about loans that are $500,000 or more. It does have a big impact on things.
So also brought up the VIX here, the fear factor, and it has been increasing a little bit this morning also, up already 10% this morning, above 20 again. But I mean, we used to be above 30. So that's just a little bit like, okay. And again, this measures the uncertainty in the market. And there is uncertainty right now. Like, okay, what exactly will the Fed do? This is where we thought that we had it figured out. We thought that we knew, okay, they're raising interest rates by 0.5 percentage point at the next meeting. They plan another 6 rate hikes. And Powell basically said, yeah, we will start thinking about tightening the balance sheet here. But now it seems that they already thought about it. So this is where it comes back to, okay, wait a minute. We thought we got to figure them out, but not. And whenever there's uncertainty, this is when the markets are moving down.
Sure. And a pretty big 2-day spike, you know, including today and yesterday. But all things considered, over the last 10 years, the VIX averaged about 17.25. So we're above that level, but the spikes above 30 is when things really get interesting. So higher than normal, big move the last 2 days, but not at these extremes.
All right. Now, we said that we'll show you how we trade these crazy markets, which we'll do in a moment, but we got to talk about Twitter. I mean, Twitter, like over the past 2 days, soaring more than 30%. This morning down, and I mean yesterday, look at this, closed way higher, but then pulled back. And we covered it yesterday, Mark. Let's just talk about Twitter again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that yesterday's pullback in line with the broad market, and we'll talk about futures, but for this morning, but you know, same thing with the overnight move. But Twitter shares yesterday were moving higher when the company said it will appoint Elon Musk to its board of directors.
Oh, dear Lord. This is where Elon Musk immediately tweeted, looking forward, working with Parag, who is now the CEO of Twitter, and the Twitter board to make significant improvements in Twitter coming in the next few months. So
now, This is where it also gets a little interesting, because I believe I read that Elon Musk made another little mistake with the SEC with how he filed his purchased, and I think it came a little bit late, and then also the intention of those shares, how they were purchased, that was worded differently. He made a change, I believe it was today, so he might be in a little more hot water with the SEC.
Well, did he make a mistake, or I mean, him and the SEC, they're butting heads, and it sounds like he was snubbing his nose a little bit, like Chip would do with you, like, hey, I'm still here. Have you forgotten
exactly
about me?
Another case of what is Elon up to?
Exactly. Okay, let's also very quickly talk about Save Spirit Airways, because, wow, Spirit Airlines, what a move yesterday, up 22%.
This was a big move, and this was really all about this deal potentially with Frontier Airlines buying Spirit. But now it looks like JetBlue made an offer that the board is considering with a $3.6 billion cash takeover offer, which would be about $33 a share. And we see that traders are still not quite sure if that's going to happen, I guess. But either way, big move. Yeah.
And it seems that JetBlue is getting a little bit more aggressive, because they tried to scoop up, what was the name of the airline of Richard Branson?
Virgin? Virgin, yeah.
Yeah, but they lost it to Alaska. So they already tried, because they want to expand. Anyhow, hey, let's take a look at the pre-market action and then talk about what do we do? How do we trade these markets? So pre-market action here, we see, looking back yesterday, at first, it looked good. We are looking at the E-mini NASDAQ futures, and then boom, this massive slide. Then overnight, at first, it seemed to stabilize that. But then during the European session, when European traders reacted to the news here, boom, sliding again. Right now, seems that we are finding a little bit of a bottom. But right now, futures markets are down 1.5% for the NASDAQ and 0.9% for the E-mini S&P. So how do you trade this? What do we do?
Well, I'm looking forward to today's open, especially as an option premium seller trading the wheel. So I do have a few open slots. I was waiting for a down day. And yesterday when we started to see the slide, I was looking for opportunities. But even yesterday's slide relative to where the market's been trading, it wasn't that big of a dip. But with the continuation this morning, I think there are going to be a lot of opportunities. And when you have uncertainty, options premiums are up. And when stocks are pulling back, options premiums are up. So it could be a great day.
Right. And I know that sounds a little bit scary of selling puts when the stock market is going down, because the question is, how much further will it go down? I mean, is this move over? Will traders start buying the dip again? Or if you're looking here at the daily chart, are we right now, for example, moving towards the 50-day moving average again, that we might dip below that? I don't see that happening just yet, but there's definitely some more uncertainty. And this gives us, really great opportunities for the wheel. So this is where in 15 minutes from now, we will start running the scanner. This is from yesterday, the last results that we have here on the scanner, and then just see what's happening. And I think that this morning we will have quite a few great candidates coming up here.
Agreed.
All right. So we got to head over to Trade with Our Mastermind, because we're trading with them the whole week together live. And if you would like to learn more about the wheel strategy, there's a video that explains the wheel strategy in 15 minutes or less. Take a look at this. And we also have a few other videos popping up for you. And then we'll see you again tomorrow morning in the Stock Market Update.
Happy trading, everybody.